You are listening to the OHA Stay Connected podcast, bringing you stories from our amazing alumni to keep you connected no matter where you are. And now, please welcome your host, Hayley Denny, Development and Alumni Manager at Haileybury. I am joined by Taylor Kennedy, Class of 2015, who is a Victorian police officer, keen to share a little bit about herself and her journey onto the force in the hope to inspire more women to join. Thanks for being here, Taylor. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to recording this.
Fantastic. Now, after you graduated from Haileybury, you didn't immediately know you wanted a career in the police force and instead started your university pathway studying forensic science and criminology. You recently told me that university wasn't for you, and I was wondering at what point you realised it wasn't the right path and what did you do to change your career direction?
I think I was probably, or maybe into my first semester into the university course, and I remember I just hated going and I hated what I was doing. I hated the content, and I honestly spoke to my parents about it, and I sort of said to them, look, I don't love what I'm doing, and I've always been really huge into the horses since I was little, so they did kind of point me in the right direction and say, well, why don't you turn like your passion more into your work, and maybe that's where you're headed. So ended up working full-time in the horse industry, and I landed myself a position in Germany in a stables over there. So that was really good. But I think that was also a catalyst of realizing that although I love horses, it was just not what I wanted to be focused on. It wasn't my career.
Yeah, great. I love that you were able to recognize when you weren't on the right path. I mean, instead of hesitating, you told me that you hopped on a plane and changed your focus towards your passion, which I admire. This takes a lot of courage and it is inspiring to hear. When you did return, tell me a bit about the recruitment process onto the police force and some of the challenges that maybe you weren't prepared for.
Yeah, so the recruitment process, I think I wasn't prepared for the time frame of it. A lot of people that do apply have said the same thing as well. A lot of people through the force that I've spoken to have said, you just don't realise that it's not going to take 1 or 2 months to get into the police force. Like, you've got to be committed and you've got to be ready to go through at least 12 to 18 months of the recruitment process. And it's draining. It's really takes all of your focus and everything, every spare minute that you've got, you're putting towards, you know, working on what they're asking you for, getting all the paperwork done. And there's so many steps, lots of different interviews. And it's a really tricky process. And if I'm completely honest, I didn't pass my first try into the police force. So I actually failed my first go at the recruitment process, and then I had to wait another 12 months. And after that 12 months was up, I was allowed to reapply again.
Yeah, right. That would have been pretty tough after all of that hard work that you did.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, when we spoke about this and I questioned the why and asked if you wouldn't mind sharing the why, you explained to me that they said to you that you didn't have the right characteristics. And then I questioned you further and said, well, what does that mean? And you explained to me that it wasn't clearly defined by them and that was actually intentional. You said that you soon realized you needed more life experience and that you were glad you didn't succeed the first time around. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I think a big thing for entering the police force is they want you to be committed towards that. And when I first applied, I was only, goodness me, I think I was 20 or 21.
Wow.
And they didn't give me any further details. And, you know, I kind of just had to figure it out for myself. And I knew that it was probably more of the fact I probably wasn't mature enough. And I needed to show that I was really, really keen. And it did make it, like, it made me more excited for the second time around. So after that 12 months, like, I literally counted down the days. And as soon as that 12 months hit, I reapplied. It made me so much more committed to the job and to the force. And I liked that I didn't get in the first time. It wasn't all just handed to me and, you know, here I am in the police force. I really, really had to try at it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Would have made it that little bit more special. Look, I take my hat off to anyone that chooses a career in the police force. It's an incredibly brave and selfless path to take. I imagine that it must have its rewards, but is no doubt challenging both physically and mentally. How do you cope, and do you have any insights that you're comfortable sharing with us?
Yeah, definitely. It's not an easy job, and it's certainly not a job that's made for everyone. I think the biggest thing I have found that really helps me through this work is when I finish my day at work, no matter what has happened, no matter what jobs I've been to, what's playing on my mind, once I get home, I just don't think about it anymore. I'll just switch off, and my home is my home and work is my work. And I've found that's a really good way to start in the career, and I've started out that way, and it's just made it a lot easier to not sort of fumble the two together. It makes it, you know, you hear horror stories of people that bring, you know, the police force home with them, and it ends up ruining their relationship or their family or whatever. So, yeah, I think I found coping mechanisms through like going to the gym, or if I know I've had a really tough day, I'll go for a nice long walk. As soon as I walk in the door, don't talk to anyone, I'll just go off, clear my head and come back.
Yeah, that's really great. Look, that's probably good advice for a lot of careers, I think. Often it's so easy to take your work home. So, yeah, really great advice there. Thank you. Now, I was also delighted to hear you share with me that Victoria Police are growing as an organisation, and that the assumed gender bias is no longer really aligned with their reality. For anyone thinking of joining the force, and in particular our young alumni that identify as female, what insights and advice can you give them?
I think the most important thing as a young female entering Victoria Police is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we're young females and, you know, we might not necessarily be as strong or anything like that. I think just making sure you know your own worth. We're all capable. We're all humans, and that's the way that I look at it. At the end of the day, male, female, or if you don't identify as either, that's fine, but we're all human beings. There's not one that's better than the other, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us, Taylor, and taking time out of your busy schedule. It's been an absolute delight, and you gave us some fascinating insights into not just yourself, but also the amazing career you've chosen. On behalf of the OHA, I wish you all the best within the force. Please stay safe, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you can join us again soon.